1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. President Biden insisted again Friday he is the candidate to defeat President Trump. CBS's Natalie Brand.
President Biden spent Friday doubling down on his message that he plans to stay in the race despite growing pressure from members of his own party. Illinois Congressman Mike Quigley became the fourth House Democrat to publicly call for President Biden to exit the race following his debate performance last week, telling CBS News now's the time to be candid, saying this isn't about loyalty, it's, quote, pragmatic politics to avoid a second Trump term.
Tropical storm Beryl came ashore as a Category 2 hurricane early Saturday and is now making its way toward Texas. CBS News New York meteorologist Lonnie Quinn has more.
It's a tropical storm, so it's been downgraded quite a bit. The Yucatan has kind of torn it up, but it gets into the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. This is going to strengthen. We expect a landfall probably sometime Monday morning between Corpus Christi and Houston. Right now, the official forecast has it as a Category 1 coming on shore.
In New Jersey, a wildfire is burning in forested land. KYW-TV reporter Brandon Goldner is in the town of Tabernacle.
Firefighters are working to confine the fire to essentially a large box by burning areas ahead of the fire to sap it of fuel. But firefighters say the terrain is challenging.
The fire is burning in a very rugged area of the Wharton State Forest. A lot of it is inaccessible to motorized vehicles or fire equipment.
Heat is a concern in California, where temperatures could hit in the 110 Saturday. CBS's Elise Preston is in Sacramento.
A lot of times people don't realize they're in heat distress until it's too late, and they end up in emergency rooms. Paramedic stress, drink lots of water, stay cool and indoors.
In Great Britain, the Labour Party is taking control of Parliament after landslide wins. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb is in London.
Even after elections as decisive as this one, a rapid but familiar choreography always follows. For the loser, in this case, Rishi Sunak, a final goodbye outside the Prime Minister's residence.
I would like to say, first and foremost, I am sorry.
For the winner, Keir Starmer, he made a visit to Buckingham Palace, where in his audience with the king, he was granted permission to form a government.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court's changing course and will allow officials to place ballot drop boxes around their communities in this fall's elections. In 2022, the court ruled absentee ballot drop boxes could only be used in election offices, and no one other than the voter could return a ballot in person. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
It may lead. Here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we have an echo here. It's Friday, June 28th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. There, is that better, Mrs. Zommer? I'm not sure what
sure
it was.
Is, yeah.
All right, sorry. I apologize. We have a little echo there to start off the show. maybe fitting after last night. Lots of echoing going on. Happy Friday to myself and Mr. Zommers, according to Andrew in Maine, watching on the old YouTube. You too can watch the YouTube. Also on Facebook and Twitter, or as Craig Ferguson likes to call it, X. Not Twitter, not X, but Twix. I love that, by the way. Welcome in. High atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square here at the World Headquarters. Overcast day, a little bit of rain, but have no fear because I think it's a clear off. Going to be a spectacular weekend across most of Wisconsin, Mr. Zommer. So looking forward to that. A little R&R perhaps over the weekend.
Yeah, definitely going to just kind of chill at home. I have no other plans for this weekend.
Really? Just chill out? Well, that's good. That's good. Big show today. Coming up at 12:30, Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin Badgers, also a captain on that team, spent 3 years in the NFL. He's going to be along, as he is every other week. All-around great guy. And he's going to tell us about his own youth football camp that he's doing. And it's not just football skills. It's also just mentoring young people and helping them in their daily lives. Going to talk about that. He'll also explain to us what squat day is on the Badger football team.
Is it not just doing a bunch of squats? Well, guess we'll find out.
But it's so much more. And it's happening today just down the street, down at Camp Randall here. And then at 1:30, really looking forward to this, another great guest in hour number two at 1:30, Andrew Hahn, also a UW-Madison graduate. He is a data journalist. Had a great story this week in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, mapping what makes Wisconsin great. Do you live in a Culver's desert? Do you have more fleets than farm or farm than fleet? This is a serious article, and I love it. He took his mapping skills and his journalism skills, and he created these great maps of Wisconsin, and it will tell us, it tells all of us, when you look at Wisconsin brands, you know, how far are you away, and where are kind of the areas that don't have any of these great brands. So we'll talk about what makes Wisconsin great with Andrew Hahn in hour number two. Also, we promised you earlier this week we would get to the bottom of these so-called, or at least people believe they're mandates when it comes to electric vehicles. Turns out Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg addressed this at a congressional hearing this week. We'll hear directly from Secretary Pete a little bit later on in the show as well. Want to start out, though, in case you haven't heard, there was a presidential debate last night, as it turns out. Look, I anchored it last night with our friend and colleague, Civic Media News Director Terry Bell. Mr. Zombers was along for the ride as well, doing a great job, as always, keeping things going on the board. Look, it was an interesting night. Let's rip the Band-Aid off right away in a little bit of a post-game analysis here, the morning after, so to speak. Look, you can't sugarcoat it. Joe Biden had a bad night. It's the way it is. It's the way it is in politics and sports and business. Sometimes you just have a bad night. And by the way, as a former staffer, longtime staffer, for preparing candidates for everything from sheriff to assembly person to state senate to Congress, whoever the people who helped prepare Joe Biden last night, they ought to be fired today.
Agreed.
It was terrible. And the reason I say that is, having experience in this for many years, here are a couple of truths right away. Clearly, Joe Biden was ill, physically ill. I don't know if it's flu, I don't know if it's a cold, I don't know what it is, but he was different than any other time we've ever seen him in recent times. His voice was hoarse. The guy was not well. And if you have a proper staff, they should have not waited until the middle of the debate. They should have been out there ahead of it and said, look, the president isn't feeling well, but he's going to do the debate anyway. That sets the stage. That's number one. Number two, he was, as we say in politics, overhandled. That means something very different for the former president. But for the current president, what does that mean? If you are a flack or a political staffer, part of your job is to know your candidate and to part of it. It's a dance, right? Between kind of ginning up and making your person, your candidate feel good and positive and give them energy and confidence and providing them with just enough facts and details that they can easily manage that. You don't want to cram too much into their head, particularly at a debate like last night where they weren't allowed to bring notes with them. And it was clear to me, as someone who's seen Joe Biden a lot on debate stage, I went back and saw in 2012 when he debated Paul Ryan for vice president. His current handlers clearly tried to put too much into his mind.
Especially since he's sick.
Yes, and tried to tell him, here's how you should say it, here's all these facts. They should have just let Joe Biden be Joe Biden. And that didn't happen last night. And he was clearly ill. And he clearly had a stumble. And if there's one viral moment from last night, should we just go ahead and play it, Mr. Sommers? Here is the viral moment from last night when Joe Biden just had a moment. He kind of got his brain froze for a minute. Here's what you're going to see everywhere. Let's might as well just play it.
Making sure that we continue to strengthen our healthcare system, making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President Biden. President Trump?
Well, he's right. He did beat Medicare.
All right. That's the moment. That's as bad as it got. And that, unfortunately, that happened in the first 13 minutes. Where he just, you know, as we all do sometimes, froze up a little bit. But that's what's going around, and that's what's ginning people up. What has been left nearly untalked about is the fact that Donald Trump continued to lie time and time and time and time and time again. And we're going to play something a little bit later here talking about if you look at what they said, if you read a transcript of what they said and didn't hear them and didn't see them, you would have said Biden won this hands down. There are some of us, I wasn't quite alive yet, but I studied it. The Nixon-Kennedy debate, the first televised debate, in which people who heard it on the radio thought Nixon had won. But television being new, a lot of people watched it, and Nixon's makeup was bad, and he was sweaty, and was not a made-for-television person. And nearly everybody who watched it said Kennedy won. So this format last night where there wasn't a studio audience, which made Trump look more quote-unquote normal, but also the hosts, the moderators, Dana Bash and Jake Tapper, and quite frankly, CNN, never fact-checked Trump in real time. Either one of them in real time. One of the people, Republican operatives I talked to last night, I thought he was right. CNN should have, on every question for both of them, should have put the question of the Chiron on the screen and then in real time fact-checked them on the Chiron on the screen underneath the photo. That would have been a good idea. But we didn't get that. And because of the split screen and because of Biden's looks last night, that drew the attention. And it drew the attention away from Donald Trump telling lies about the economy. Once again, Donald Trump was given three chances last night, and he refused to say that he would accept the results of the 2024 election. Donald Trump made clear that he would sign an abortion ban, national abortion ban. He made clear he wasn't going to protect the environment. He made clear that he would appoint judges that would overturn rights for not just women, but also folks in the LGBTQ community. What Biden never was able to combat and get out was his record, effectively. And so, you know, I'll just tear the Band-Aid off. Those are the facts, all right? Was not a great night for the president, President Biden. But holy macaroni, talk about overreaction from Democrats. Not all, but some. I'll just say it. There are too many Democrats today who are wetting the bed, who are wringing their hands. Oh my gosh, we need to replace Joe Biden. When Michael Jordan had an off game, did somebody say his career was over, he should be benched? When Robin Yount never got a hit. Did they say his career was over for the Brewers? Barack Obama had an off night in his first debate. I seem to remember that things worked out pretty well for Barack Obama. By the way, Stuart Stevens, our friend at the Lincoln Project, tweeted this morning. It's a cover of Time magazine with a very unflattering picture of Bill Clinton that says, "Why voters don't trust Clinton." Stuart Stevens says, "This was Bill Clinton at the same point in the election in 1992 running against a president who had 90% favorables a few months earlier. I seem to remember Clinton won and won easily." Lawrence O'Donnell last night, "Washington was filled with panic talk of replacing the Democratic nominee at exactly this time in 1992. Here was the Gallup poll from June 1992. Ross Perot, 39%. George H.W. Bush, 31%. Bill Clinton, 25%. Worked out pretty well for Bill Clinton. Rick Wilson, founder of the Lincoln Project, says this, quote, Biden had a bad night. Also, Trump is an existential threat to democracy, the republic, the Constitution, and our most fundamental liberties. In addition to being a fraud, a liar, a felon, a degenerate, a global embarrassment, and an ally of evil. Tough it up. Fight's on. I am a former Republican. I left the party in 2011. I don't miss much about it at all. But what I do miss is the fight. Look, I mean, as Al Davis once said, the longtime owner of the Oakland LA Raiders, just win, baby. As Trevi Olson says, Democrats are great at policy, Republicans are great at narrative. Toughen up, Democrats. Stop wetting the bed. It was one night. Come back, take your phone calls after this. 855-752-4842. It's the All Balls Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 past the hour of 12 noon, talking about the presidential debate last night. Look, not going to sugarcoat it. Biden didn't have a good night. Got it. Okay? It's also true, as was tweeted out by somebody this morning, Donald Trump attempted a coup, raped someone, got hundreds of thousands killed with his pandemic response failure, gloated about sexual assault, stole from a kid's cancer charity, deceived voters in 2016. But our national media has never said he should step down. Truly a failure. Such a great point. All these people wringing their hands, mostly Democrats. Oh, well, maybe you should step down. He debated a guy who's a 34-time convicted felon. Where are the headlines for Trump to step aside? And all these people saying, well, you know, we got to find somebody else. Look, I'm not a Democrat. I don't understand all the party matrix. But do you understand how complicated that would be? My understanding from Democratic rules, and somebody that's a Democrat can explain this better than I can, I believe both Biden and Harris have to step down as a ticket. And then what are the optics if Democrats pass over the first black woman vice president? Well, Gavin Newsom. We'll get Gavin Newsom. Let me tell you something. California doesn't matter in this election. The only states that matter in 2024 are Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, kind of sort of Nevada, kind of sort of North Carolina. That's it. How's Gavin Newsom in his cotton linen press shirt and his Hollywood hair talking on platitudes? How does that play in a Rhinelander? I'll tell you, not well. Dance with the one who brung you. Joe Biden had a bad night. I get it. That's it. Move on. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's think about, be positive. Former Governor Tommy Thompson always used to tell this story about, he was the eternal optimist. And I can't tell the story as well as he did, but he grew up in Elroy. Dad was a farmer, storekeeper. So my dad used to give me a pitchfork and tell me to clean out the manure out of the barn. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? I loved it because I'm the eternal optimist. I always thought there'd be a pony on the other side of that pile of crap. That's the kind of attitude we need to have, particularly from Democrats, not just former Republicans like me. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Kurt in Madison quickly. Kurt, go ahead. Kurt, are you there? Kurt in Madison. Kurt, all right, as Heidi Harlander used to say, pass. Go to Carol in Madison. Carol, thanks for holding. What say you? Carol, are you there? Is our system working?
Yes, I'm here. And I am so sick of the Democratic circle firing squad. Come on, people. Chill out. It was just one night.
Exactly.
And who are you going to replace Biden with?
Right.
If you replace Biden, Trump wins. Everybody relax and look at the candidates seriously.
Exactly.
Trump should be in jail, not the White House. And see Dana Bash and
Jake Tapper
did a horrible job moderating that debate.
Yep.
At least Dana pushed back and kept, and at least three times rephrased the question to Trump. Well, yes, but what about the, when he kept going off field, but yeah, they did a terrible job.
I'm up, Carol, great call, up against the clock. Let's go quickly to Eau Claire, Gene and Eau Claire listening in. Gene, quickly, what say you?
I first have to say I love you, Todd Alba. You are an inspiration to me. I also see the ponies, you know, there must be a pony in the pile of manure. And I agree with you 100%. Independents need to unite. Former Republicans need to unite. Democrats, this is why I would never join a Democratic Party, because they don't fight back. And we need to fight for our country, every gall darn one of us. And Biden has led so far great, and he's got great people around him, and they need to stop this whining. And thank you so much, Todd. You are wonderful.
Thanks, Gene.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Fantastic. Great point. I mean, look, I know this is going to tick off some Democrats. I don't care. Somebody needs to tell you the truth. This is why Democrats get their asses kicked by Republicans too much. You know who doesn't get their rear end kicked? Tammy Baldwin. You know who a winner is? John Fetterman. John Fetterman had a terrible debate against Dr. Oz out in Pennsylvania because he had just had a stroke. You can't give up. Stick with your candidate. Fight. Fight for democracy. Fight for the next generation. Is Joe Biden perfect? No. Do you have a bad night? Yes. This isn't a game for weak-kneed people. 855-752-4842. Mike in Allentown. Mike, quickly, go ahead.
I'm 75 years old, progressive Democrat all my life. What I saw last night, or what I have been seeing, a lot of respect for Joe Biden. When I saw this through my mother, saw this through the medical fields, I seen dementia coming on people. It's a sad thing that they actually use Biden and prop him up. I was a wonderful man, but he should never have been the candidate. Too many people.
So what's your realistic alternative, Mike?
Well, my realistic alternative is, and I don't know what they can do, if they could talk to him, his wife, you know, telling him, hey.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, let's just say he does step down. Who do you replace him with?
Oh, I would replace him in a minute with, I'd run Gretchen Whitmer.
Well, I think, honestly, if that were to happen, you just named the one person that I think might stand a chance. But it's a very complicated path to get there. And then you've got to, how would it look to the progressive base of Democrats if you passed over the first black woman to be vice president for a white woman?
Oh, I know. I mean, it's a major problem. It's a mess.
Well, that's my point.
Candidate.
Right. That's my point. So then why sit here and wring our hands about something that's probably not going to happen? Let's take the cards we were dealt and let's win, baby. Like Al, this is too important. America is at an existential threat. We are at an existential threat. This is not a game for weak-kneed people.
Why don't you have some compassion for how physically he's going down?
Let's see how he talks today at North Carolina. He's going to be on the stump at North Carolina today. Let's see if this is a one-off or if it's really something I think it's a one-off. But thanks for the call, Mike. I appreciate it. We got to run. Be back after this. This is the Civic Media Radio. Oh, no, I got a minute left, Mr. Zomers or so. All right, let's go quickly to Bev in Richland Center. Bev, you got 45 seconds, Bev, up against the clock. Go.
Thanks so much, Todd, for talking about the fact that Biden was obviously ill last night. You're the first person that I've heard talk about that. It was obvious when he walked onto the stage that the man was ill.
And right, his campaign should have said that.
About dementia and people hand-wringing, it's give the guy a chance to get well.
I totally agree, Bev. And he's going to be speaking, I believe, in North Carolina. Let's see how he does in the public today. Don't be reactionary. Don't be bedwetters. Put on a pair and grow up. Back with Brady Ewing. He's not a bedwetter. He's a winner. We'll talk to Brady Ewing on the other side. It's the Civic Media's Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. President Biden said again Friday he is not exiting the presidential race despite a poor debate performance. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
Even many of Biden's strongest supporters are very concerned.
Tropical storm Beryl is expected to strengthen before reaching Texas early next week. John Hall is with a relief group.
While no one wants a disaster, including us, one of the beautiful things that happens in times like this is communities pull together.
A major wildfire is burning in New Jersey's Wharton State Forest. KYW-TV reporter Brandon Goldner.
Flames and smoke are spread out over 450 acres. As a precaution, park police evacuated 10 people from the Batona campground. There are structures nearby, including a house and a hunting club, but firefighters say they're not worried about them. What they are concerned about is the weather.
Heat has created plenty of dry brush to burn. CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The Brewers hit another grand slam.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Dodgers in L.A. for game two tonight. Last night, in the top of the fourth, Milwaukee trailing the Dodgers in L.A. 2-1. Bases loaded, one out, and Rhys Hoskins, in a hitting slump, is at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Fly ball deep left center field. It is up. It is going to be gone. Did he catch that ball? No, he did not. It's another grand slam. Are you kidding me?
The crew took a 5-4 lead, but it wasn't enough. The Dodgers came back in the eighth to beat Milwaukee by a final score of 8-5. Did Rhys Hoskins meet in Pat Murphy's office on Thursday about his 0-12 slump in Colorado this week?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what he's got to feel great about it, you know what I mean, to put that good swing on that pitch from a pitcher like Glasnow and give us a chance to win.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Through the afternoon, a mix of sun and clouds with an isolated storm or two and a high in the upper 70s to 80. Mostly cloudy, a few storms tonight, low upper 50s. And partly sunny and a storm or two again tomorrow, high upper 70s. Isolated storms still possible on Monday, Tuesday. It's 60 right now.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, we'll talk to the Humane Handling Institute about different ways to raise and slaughter our animals. Interesting discussion. Hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but just getting started.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon on a TGIF Friday edition, June 28th, 2024. Glad to have you along. Appreciate all the phone calls and texts coming in about the debate last night, our discussion. We'll pick that up at the top of next hour. So if you want to call in, weigh in more on the debate last night, we appreciate it. Give us a call at the top of next hour. We will pick that back up. But right now, we head out to beautiful Southwest Wisconsin, the old Driftless, the old hometown. Our friend and ongoing contributor, he's a three-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin Badger football team, a past captain of said team, and spent 3 years in the NFL, and now back in the old RC doing great things. Always a pleasure. Brady joining us live via phone. How the heck are you?
Doing good, Todd. Appreciate the opportunity to join you again and catch up a little bit. Last one was a little unique. You had the whole cast on there, which was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that.
You joined us when we were up at Amory. And yeah, we had a whole cast of characters up there. It was great. Look, we don't do politics with you for a reason, so I don't want to necessarily have you talk about politics, but I want you to talk about for a minute. As a high school athlete, a college athlete, a professional athlete, I want you to talk about what it takes to not give up. When you feel adversity, when you experience adversity, how do you get through that?
Great question. I know we've talked about some of the, speaking and things I've been doing at the high school and other venues. And that's one of the big topics we talk about, is having a mindset to where when challenge comes, when adversity comes, when opposition comes, looking at that as an opportunity to get better, not to, you know, shrink in the corner and not attack it, but to use it as an opportunity, whether you have success or failure, to learn and grow and to continue to get better. And it's really, as cliche as it is, it is a mindset to look at those types of challenges as a learning opportunity, as a growth opportunity versus the opposite. So don't let that failure and that setback change your attitude, change your mentality. If anything, it should encourage you to go make another swing at it, take another attempt to try to continue to refine your skills and continue to get better and seek that success, but really seek the process of getting better and making improvement incrementally over time.
I think that's such an important lesson, Brady. And again, we talk, you know, primarily about sports and that kind of thing with you. And it's certainly applicable in the athletic world. But I don't think that matters, whether it's athletics, whether it's the world of business, politics, mm-hmm. or what our relationships with friends and family. This is going to be news to a lot of people, but life ain't perfect. As it turns out, you know, things don't always go our way. And, you know, people who know me well know I'm kind of a quiet fan of Big Brother on CBS. I think it's great popcorn summer television. You know, Julie Chen likes to say, you know, expect the unexpected. And that's what life is, yeah. Right, Brady? When you're on a team of anybody, whether it's athletes or a group of people working towards something, there's always going to be something that's unexpected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and honestly, some of the best coaches I've had, and I've tried to take that and use that in my coaching experience now, which is fairly young here at the high school level in Merchant Center, but I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, guys, something is going to happen today that we don't expect. If we don't expect to have a turnover, it's probably going to happen. And, you know, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Something unexpected is going to happen. We're going to face adversity. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? Whether that is on the football field on Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, whenever, in the business world. It's like you can have a plan all worked out in your mind and your head on how you want things to go. And, you know, whether you're going into a meeting and you're preparing for that, you may think it's going to play out a certain way. Never goes as you expected. There's always going to be a curveball. There's always going to be a challenge. There's always going to be adversity there. And can you be willing to change your mindset so that you can adapt and grow from that and learn from it? So maybe the next time that challenge doesn't throw you off base as much as it did previously. That's something that sport has taught me in life. And I'm trying to impart that mindset in our kids, the athletes I work with, because man, if you can adapt and, you know, take challenge in stride and just continue to get better and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to honestly go accomplish darn near anything you want to, because you're not chasing that end goal. You're chasing the process and the journey to get to hopefully that goal someday, maybe not. But I've learned through my, in athletics is a great microcosm for this. And I've learned that it's not necessarily about the Big Ten championship or winning the Rose Bowl, because all of the memories I have, yes, I have great memories of those games, of those experiences, but really it's all of the things we did 350 days a year, however many days we were doing football throughout the full calendar year. It's really about those processes and the people and the relationships and the grinding and, you know, waking up at 4:30 in the morning to get over to the weight room in the snow on a, you know, a winter morning. It's all of those things that make those big moments so special.
Brady,
sorry,
I think
I'll get off my soapbox.
No. I just wanted to let that sit for a minute with people, because quite frankly, I think that's the best 4 minutes we've heard all week on this show. And I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today, no matter what their life is like, because it's so applicable. And I've seen it through you being friends with you and your family and go to a lot of your games, but I've seen it in others. And what you just said reminds me of somebody else I really admire in sports, and that's Bo Ryan, former coach of Platteville and Milwaukee and, of course, Wisconsin, who's going into the Naismith Basketball Coaches Hall of Fame here in a couple of months. Because as I traveled with Coach Ryan, had the privilege to do that back in Platteville, he said things very similar to what you just said, Brady. And that's why he was so detail-oriented. I mean, we went on the road, and we went, you know, say to La Crosse, we stopped at the same Hardee's in Fenimore every single time. We had the same bus driver for Van Gelder every single time. We stayed at the same hotels. And I said, why are you so meticulous on this stuff, this mundane? And he said, Todd, it's pretty simple. If the guys know where we're staying, if they know where we're eating, if they know who they're going to see on the bus, if they know all this stuff that doesn't really matter, then they're not going to worry. That's not filling their head because they know what to expect. That way it frees them up to focus on two things, the game and their academics when we're not practicing. And he said, if we can prepare our guys and have them ready when adversity comes, they're going to handle that a lot better. They have that foundation. And I think that's applicable not just to athletics, but it's applicable in business, how we conduct our lives as humans, and quite frankly, whatever side of the political aisle we're on, you know, why are you doing something? Why are you supporting someone? What are your values? Mm-hmm. And if you hit a roadblock along the way, that, you know, that's not going to matter because your values are consistent. And I think that's just a powerful message.
Man. Yeah, that is. And I love how you can indirectly weave politics into stuff like this. I think that's just masterful, and I would agree. I love to hear that about Coach Bryan. I have the chance to, you know him a little bit, but I agree with some of the things you said there 100%. There's so much you can't control. If you can control some of those mundane little things, our brains only have so much power and availability to be able to absorb information, make decisions throughout a day. So if you can peel out some of those controllables that can lay a foundation, like you said, to handle some of that adversity, handle the things that are going to be a little more shaky throughout the day, throughout the week, that's huge. And honestly, what we're talking about pairs really well. This isn't a Brady Ewing advertisement by any means, but pairs really well with the way that I've been interacting and speaking, not only with the athletes in Richland Center, but some of the other schools and places I've engaged with, of having a purpose in what you do, having a process in what you do, and then being okay with just making progress, embracing the failure, embracing the adversity, and just enjoying the journey. So really cool.
Well, and people can find Brady on Instagram, the Twitter, and now also, just got on Instagram, but Twitter and also LinkedIn. It's Brady, Bradie, Ewing, Ewing, Brady Ewing. Contact him if you'd like to have him come speak before your group. Doesn't matter whether it's sports or not. As you can tell, Brady has a great message. And one of our listeners, Tom in New Berlin, listening on WAUK in Waukesha, says, quote, wow, Todd, that was special. Brady rocks, unquote. So there you go. Look at that. People are liking what you're saying. That's the cool thing. That's the privilege, Brady, that I know I have every day. And that's why I love bringing you on every other week, is that, you know, having a statewide audience, we never know who's going to hear what we're bringing to people. And if it touches just one person, if it connects, I mean, that makes it all worth it for me. So I agree. I love having you here. Speaking of Brady Ewing, by the way, if you live in Southwest Wisconsin, or if you'd like to take a little trip over to Southwest Wisconsin, you can check out the 6th annual Brady Ewing Youth Camp. Brady, tell us a little bit about it. Got a couple of minutes here before the break. What is the camp, and how can people get involved?
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's been an awesome camp. And Andy Troxel, who's the head football coach in Richland Center at the high school here, leading the program, has been a huge instrumental part in helping me get this established. And at the time, we were still in the greater Madison area, and he really did a lot of the legwork and continues to help a ton. So I want to give him a shout out first and foremost, but it's an awesome camp, bringing in people and kids from Richland Center, ages fourth through eighth grade, as far as the grades that the kids will be growing into in the fall, and a chance to teach them. We do an offensive focus day, we do a defensive focus day, and then the third day really allow them to do both and to do some, you know, more game based stuff of playing and using some of the skills we've been working on. But not only teaching them the skills out on the field, you know, from position specific stuff and giving kids different opportunities to play different positions and rotate around. And a lot of the coaches at the high school and even some of the high school kids themselves will help, and including myself, but also talking to them both before and after and during camp about some of the things we talked about earlier in today's conversation about life, some of the experiences I've had in trying to draw a correlation to sports, life, adversity, opportunity, and just all of that fun stuff. It's bigger than football, right? I mean, football is the platform I've been blessed with, but it's to hopefully, like you said, impact one or two kids and maybe slightly change trajectory in life.
Well, and that's why I really wanted to give a shout out, let people know where they can sign up if they want to, because I think that's part of what makes your camp unique, Brady, is it's not just a drop your kid off, let's get sweaty and hit stuff for each other. This is, let's learn skills, but also let's be motivated about life. Let's take a minute to talk about kids who, you know, maybe lacking leadership at whatever level, and give them some positivity. Let's give them some self-confidence. Let's give them something where they walk away, not just having maybe a skill they could use on the field, but maybe even more importantly, a skill that they can use off the field for the rest of their lives. And I love that about what you do.
Thanks, Todd. Yeah, that's what it's all about to me. Football, basketball, sport in itself is a platform. It brings together, brings together people. It's a great microcosm for life and everything we do. We all hear those cliches, but a chance to do that with young athletes is truly a blessing for them.
We're going to come back and tell you how to sign your child up, your kiddo up, if you want to, at Brady Ewing's 6th Annual Football Camp. And also ask Brady what goes into squat camp. We'll explain on the other side. I can hear the grunts coming up State Street already. This is the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock. If that doesn't get you up and get you going, I don't know what is. Can you imagine having the Rocky music behind you, Brady Ewing inspiring you? You could run through a brick wall, ladies and gentlemen. Joining us as he does every other Friday, Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion, also spent 3 years in the NFL after that great career as a fullback with the Badgers. You were a captain, and over the break there, you probably didn't hear it, Brady, being on the phone, but Tony, watching on YouTube, says, after listening to your last segment, quote, that's why he was a captain, unquote. And I think you're absolutely right. Well, when you have leadership like that, guys, people want to follow you, not just guys, but people. Want to get this in quick, Brady, because for the 6th Annual Brady Ewing Youth Camp, how can people register if they want to have their kid go to it?
Yep, you can go to RC Summer Camp's website, which is the platform that the football program uses.
So R is in Robert, C is in Cat, Summer Camp, correct? RC Summer Camp?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know it off the top of my head, Todd.
That's fine. Well,
marketing we'll, on my part. But
no, that's fine. I think I'm looking at this. I'm not sure if it's a website. We'll put it up on our show notes. Mr. Zomers, I'll figure it out. But I think it's register.ryzer.com. Register.ryzer.com. And it comes up Brady Ewing Youth Camp. And it's coming up in register by July 15th. So that's I can't believe we're getting into July already next weekend, Brady.
I know it's crazy. Rachel and I talked about that this past weekend. But yeah, that Riser is the platform there that we use for camp registration. Camp's historically been $20. The kids get a T-shirt out of the ordeal.
Sure.
I think it's 24 now with the registration fees that Riser charges, but it just helps us on the back end a lot with the camp.
Sure.
We've always said it, if the finances is an issue at all in any regard, we'll figure out a way to get your kid in camp. Don't let that be a barrier. And again, Richland Center area, any of the surrounding areas in southern, southwestern Wisconsin, we've had kids come over from Minnesota that have a family connection in the area.
Sure.
Kind of from all over the state. So it's a really cool and fun experience for me as a coach, but it's in a chance to work with these kids. But I think the kids have fun with it. They learn some skills, like you said, both on and off the field.
Yeah, absolutely. We can check the phone now. We have a call. If it's a caller for Brady Sports, we'll take it. But it's politics. We're going to wait till next hour here. Let's talk about this for a second. Badger football, they're all over social today, Brady, and I was being only half facetious about hearing the grunts coming up State Street from Camp Randall. They're having what they're billing as Squat Fest today for Badger football. Now, did this exist in the current form when you were playing?
It didn't, but no. After I left, that's been some of the new strength coaches. I know Ben Herbert, who was the strength coach I had at Wisconsin, went to Michigan, and he implemented something like that. They did like a midnight squat fest where they actually, at the strike of midnight, had kind of an event like Wisconsin's having today. But
I love it. I mean, what it is, I'm looking at the socials where they just, I mean, things have changed so much, Brady. I know I'm getting old, but I mean, it's like they bring in lights and DJs and guys are, it's like a dance party meets a strongman contest meets a pep rally. I mean, you got guys just trying to see how much they can squat. They're bouncing off each other. I mean, I'm not sure whether Avinus Rip would have gone for this back in the day or Coach Chris, but I mean, it seems to be that this is what it is now.
Yeah, there's some marketing aspects to it, but at the end of the day, look at the smile on those guys' faces.
Oh, yeah.
Look at how much fun they're having, right? It's a max squat, so you're trying to move heavy weight. It's a cool way to bring some fun into it. And that's what I was talking about earlier, that journey of college football. You know, you literally have 13, give or take games that you prepare literally all year long, mm-hmm. almost every single day. And to make moments like that those will be something that those student athletes will be talking about 10, 15, 20 years down the road. You remember, the 2024 Squat Fest and XYZ did this, and he brought in the DJ, and they were playing this song. And so I love to see that kind of stuff. It kind of breaks up the mundaneness of some of the summer or winter conditioning stuff. So it's cool to see.
The schedule is out. We're not going to go through the schedule now. Of course, you and I jumped on the bandwagon. I probably had something to do with you jumping on it, and it's failed spectacularly. So we'll go through a little bit later as we get closer to actual kickoff in late August. We'll go through the actual schedule and make our predictions. But one note, the Alabama game, of course, Roll Tide is coming to Camp Randall. That game is now completely sold out. So that's a sellout already. Also, EA Sports College Football 25 lists the toughest places to play, in which Camp Randall comes in number 7. ahead of Wisconsin, number 6, Beaver Stadium in Happy Valley for Penn State, Stanford Stadium for Georgia, the Ohio State Stadium in Columbus, Ohio, then Tiger Stadium for LSU, and Alabama is 2nd, and number 1 is Texas A&M. Brady, do you have any thoughts on that list where Wisconsin ranks and toughest? You played in a lot of stadiums. How does Camp Randall rank?
I mean, I always love playing at home. I think the history of Camp Randall, I think, probably helps us there, you know, similarly with Lambeau and things there. But you bring a big-time game to Camp Randall. Some 11 o'clock, student section's a little slow getting out there. I don't think I'm telling anybody anything they don't know there. But as far as a big night game, I mean, I would put Camp Randall up against anybody. Ohio State's a tough place to play. Iowa, Michigan State. One of the places I did not get a chance to play was Happy Valley.
Oh, really?
Penn State.
Never played there.
Never had an away game there. But interestingly enough, talking to a lot of teammates and people that had the chance to play there, that was one of the toughest places to play, they said.
Yeah. I imagine it is. I wish you all the best of this camp and a happy Independence Day. Happy 4th of July to you. Maybe we'll see you around the old RC over the holiday weekend. But I'm excited. It's great to be able to wear shorts and just chill out and, you know, down in the old campus here, having a spotted cow at the Union Terrace. So what more do you want out of summer, Brady?
You can't beat that. Love the pair tonight.
Absolutely. Brady Ewing, ladies and gentlemen, we always appreciate him. Thanks for stopping by, Brady. Talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. Yeah. Come on back in hour number 2. Talk a little bit more about the debate last night and electric vehicles. It's the All Balls Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd All Balls Show.
Pat Kreitlow. Monday on Up North News Radio, we'll discuss the latest Republican power grab and the reasons to vote in August against 2 constitutional referendums.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk? Yeah. You should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah. I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about milk
producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. President Biden is still trying to recover more than a week after his first debate with presumptive Republican nominee, former President Donald Trump. He gave an exclusive interview to ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos.
It was a bad episode. No indication of any serious condition. I was exhausted. I didn't listen to my instincts in terms of preparing. And I had a bad night.
At least 4 House Democrats have publicly called for the president to step aside. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
It's not just what he said or didn't say in the debate or in this particular interview. It's more that he appears to even his friends to be more frail.
High heat is making it very tough for firefighters battling the French fire in Central California. A few hours north, CBS's Elise Preston rode along with a paramedic.
In Sacramento, firefighter paramedic Julie Whitney is on high alert. The city has been grappling with temps in the triple digits for 6 days straight.
What are you seeing? People are experiencing dizziness, nausea, a lot of those symptoms that are just making them very weak.
We were with Whitney as she treated a woman suffering from dehydration.
How quickly can heat illnesses set in?
It can happen within 15 minutes.
South Texas is bracing for Beryl, which is likely to strike the area Monday. John Hall is with Texans on Mission.
So we actually have volunteer teams that are on alert right now
in Corpus. We have teams that are in the Rio Grande Valley. And so they will very much be the first ones to respond.
A Jamaican singer is doing her part to help those affected by the hurricane in her country.
Grammy Award winner Sadella Marley, daughter of legendary reggae artist Bob Marley, is partnering with the group Food for the Poor to raise money to pay for emergency supply shipments to victims of Hurricane Beryl in her native Jamaica.
I think we all have to mobilize for the entire region, not just Jamaica alone, to see how we can help get things back up and running again.
The hurricane killed numerous people in Jamaica and left thousands homeless or displaced. Some of the smaller islands in the Caribbean were hit even harder. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Reformist Masoud Pezeshkian has won Iran's runoff presidential election. The BBC's Khosra Naji.
Mr. Pezeshkian's supporters took to the streets in Tehran and a number of other cities to celebrate even before the final results were officially announced. He polled some 16 million of the total 30 million votes.
This is CBS News.